And I'm just grabbing him now. Hang on.
Hi, Jimmy. Jimmy, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director for Arizona. Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service and how it works and, you know, what's included. Answer, of course, any questions that you have. And then since it is kind of your first year in business, she does want me to apply that new in business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Oh, it's been going good. How is
good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm doing well. I appreciate you asking. I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that pops up right near the top of the page. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you especially, Jimmy, that's the real power of a listing like this, because people will not need to already know the name of your company to find you as one of their top options. Of course, they're going to go on Google. They're going to go on Bing. They're going to type in junk hauling near me or debris removal or whatever they might type in, as long as it's, you know, service that you provide and as long as they're in your service area, your business will pop up as one of those top options that people see on the first page. Now, Jimmy, are you doing commercial work as well as residential work?
Yes. Yep. I do both.
You do both. Did you have a preference of one over the other, or you kind of like a mix?
I love a mix, a good mix of it.
Yeah, and it's good to have those opportunities and those options. So we'll be targeting both residential and commercial clients. The calls, of course, will be coming directly to you. So it's not like a lead-based service. You're not paying for a lead and then chasing that lead down. You're not going to be in a bidding war with your competitors. You'll simply be getting phone calls from people who will be reaching out to you directly and specifically after seeing a website for you. Now, Tara did not attach a website. Is there not currently a website for Let's Go Junk?
So, as of right now, I'm still trying to, like, get my website up and go.
Okay.
Is that something that I can add later?
Yeah, of course. So when you say you're just starting to get your website up, do you mean that you're actively trying to build a website yourself, or is someone else building that for you?
Yeah, there's a company. I paid someone, not a big company, but I paid someone that a friend of mine who's building my website for myself. So.
Oh, okay, good. Do you know when that website might be completed so we could add it later?
Yeah, it should be done. It should be done here in like a. I think like Tuesday. I had to check my calendar, but
perfect.
But he said like it should be up and going on Tuesday.
So next week, less than a week away. That's perfect. That's ideal timing. It's going to take us a little bit of time to get everything going. Now there's going to be a number of different things that we're going to be doing here for you. Of course, this is going to include local SEO. If you're servicing a big part of the valley, you know, a good 30-mile radius there, we'll also include a social media campaign. There's going to be paid Facebook ads too, so we can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found by residential and commercial clients. You know, Sandtown or wherever it is in your service area, it's going to be a flat rate. No matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, it's going to be a flat rate. Sounds like perfect timing with the website completed next week. Takes us about, well, they want us to say 7 to 10 business days to get the ads up and going. My experience is that's usually worst case scenario. You know, 7 days or less is usually about it, 5 to 7 days. But, sounds perfect for the timing at the website. The calls come to you. whether it's 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's the same flat rate with reduced pricing applied, being that it's a young company. You actually save a little over 50%. It's a significant savings. It's the lowest rate that we offer to the public. Save you exactly $300 a month every single month. So it's not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's really more of an assistance program just to make it affordable for younger companies, because although there are no long-term contracts, again, it's month to month, we know our clients will keep the service because it's profitable to be on that first page. Certainly your success is going to be our success, Jimmy. You're looking at, with a reduced rate, just $299.00. It would bill once a month for that amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever because the calls do come directly to you. So 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's that same flat rate. It is a fixed rate too, so it's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's not an introductory rate. It's kind of more of, like I said, an assistance program to make it affordable for younger businesses. No matter how long you choose to keep the service, it's just going to be that flat rate. Now, I'm sure you do have questions for me, but being that the calls will come directly to you, and to get that website that you're working on out there where people can find on their own and call you directly, I'm sure that's something that you would want for Let's Go Jump.
I have a quick question on that one. Would it be easier for to set this if I have to go with you guys? It'll be easier to set up after I get the website, or?
No, not at all. I mean, adding the website is something that we can always do. In fact, let's say you didn't already have a website, we would start construction of a website for you, and that would take us at least 5 days
anyway. So that's not a problem. It is actually a position that we're filling right now. So that's why I was asking you about that website. If it was going to be more than a couple of weeks, we would have done at least a landing page for you as a placeholder so people can see something about your business when they find you online. But with your website, you know, scheduled to be done within the week by next Tuesday, I think that's ideal timing. Like I said, We are going to get you on that first page, but it's not like we can flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight. There's a bit of a process. We have to get you PIN verified and make sure that Google recognizes you as an active business in the local area. And then, of course, creating the ads and creating all the directory submissions and platforms that we have to create to get you on that first page does take a little bit of time. But that time frame with your website being completed next Tuesday would be ideal.
Yeah. Did you have any other questions though for me?
No. No, that should be good. I need. What is your guys' phone number? I want to like, because I need to look at my finance as well. Gonna figure out. Gonna, because I'm in a lot of, like, because this is a good like thing, because you know, like, it cuts out the lead. You know what I mean? Since I'm a new business, I'm on I think like 4 lead company generator company. So I'm gonna try to figure out which one is making me profit and which one that I can get rid of, so that way I can come on this like train right here. Because you know, it's like I like the no lead, but. Because I don't know if you know about Thumbstack, so I'm using Thumbstack, Angie, and two other lead generator.
Yeah, I'm familiar with lead generation. I've talked to a number of business owners over the years that have used, you know, one or more of those services, you know, Thumbtack, Angie's, you know, back when it was called Home Advisor. So the one thing, or there's a couple of things that vary from one to the other. It's really just the amount of the lead cost, and then how many of your competitors will get that same lead. But they're all like a shared lead system. So whether it's 3 or 4 of your competitors that get the same lead that you get, or 6 or 8 of your competitors that get the same lead that you get, it's still going to be a hit or miss, being that, you know, you can't get every job when 4 or 8 of your competitors are getting the same lead that you get. But you do pay for the lead every time. There are some other, like you might notice that with
with Thumbtack, at least to my knowledge, you only pay for the lead when you actually talk to somebody. But with like Angie's or HomeAdvisor, when you open up the details of the lead, even if you decide to not call them, if you call them, they don't answer. If you call them, they hang up on you. You still have to pay for the lead. So there are some subtle differences between them, but they're all shared lead systems where, you know, it's going to miss at least as much as it hits. And for some businesses, you know, that lead fee adds up too much and you're not getting the return on your investment. So I don't think I'm asking you to dig deeper into your pocket, to be honest with you. I know you said you got to check your budget, but you know, if you're paying for leads and you're using Angie's and Thumbtack, I think it's the same with Thumbtack, but I know that with Angie's, you can pause your leads for like 48 hours at a time. If you did that this week and next week for one or both of those services, that would probably free up the $299 to get this going. And a lot of my clients came to me from a lead-based service, and most of them keep their leads paused or cap their leads at a lower amount. Some of my clients will just shut their lead service off altogether and let their phone ring. I think every business owner, especially my clients for sure, would say that they prefer to get calls directly to them versus paying for leads and chasing those leads down. So if I can help you to not spend as much on leads, kind of reallocate what you would otherwise be spending on advertising to something that is not just easier to budget for because it's a fixed rate and a flat rate, but something that's also going to be a much higher conversion rate and a higher return on investment. I mean, that's not a bad idea, right? I mean, obviously the point of getting a website is to have people find it, but if your website's not on that first page, it's kind of like a digital business card. You have to tell people what your website is for them to find it, right?
Yeah, so that's, like I said, like, that's where, yeah, it, to be honest, like, I have a few, you know, associates that I talk to, and they're like, yeah, try to get your business on Google and try to get out of, like, all these, like, leads, you know, but it's good for start to get, like, you know, to get work.
It's not a bad thing for a young company, sure. Yeah, because they spend a lot of money on advertising, you know, both Thumbtack and Angie's. You see the ads on TV. So, I mean, people do use those services, and you're definitely going to get leads, and it gets your foot in the door. Although sometimes, you know, when your competitor already called that potential client and they scheduled it with your competitor, that door gets slammed on your foot. So you're getting leads, but not always getting work out of it. But yeah, I mean, your friends that are telling you, you know, use Google, go with Google. I mean, Google's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. So you're going to reach a much larger target audience. When people don't know who to call, they Google it, right? But every new customer that finds you on Google or Bing becomes someone who can use your services again down the road or recommend you to their friends and family, start a whole new word of mouth chain for you. And even with something like Angie's or Thumbtack, a lot of the times people find those services through Google. And what this will do, it's going to eliminate the middleman. It's going to put the power of Google to work directly for you. And especially as a young company, that's a powerful thing because people will find your business without already knowing the name of your company.
Yep. No, that is true. Yeah, is there any?
And it's month to month. You know, it's month to month for a good reason. In fact, unlike Angie's, where like they charge you a membership fee just to sign up with them, what the new business rate does, not only does it reduce the cost of the service every month, it also waives the setup fee. So I know you probably spent like people say $288, $289, something like that for the annual membership fee for Angie's. Okay, yeah. I can't get that money back, obviously. But our setup fee is $299, but I can waive it. You know, that $299 setup fee is there for the content creation, all the directory submissions, making sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, for fixing it, for cleaning it up. So when I'm waiving that $209 setup fee and then
reducing the cost of your service from $5.99 down to $2.99, you're saving $599 in that first month alone. So that's money that puts us below our operating costs. You know, we're going to need to earn your business for a few months just for us to break even. So we've got skin in the game, too, so to speak. You know, we're investing in your success because we know that your success will be our success. Unlike Angie's or Thumbtack, whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even if no one gets the job, which happens a lot, you all still pay for that lead. With us, you know, we have to get your phone ringing. We have to send you the jobs and earn your business 1 month at a time.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, you're going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for and how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know, in fact, which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories. Now, there is going to be a social media campaign, so you're going to have actually the best of both worlds, whether it's the 90% of people that use Google or the 10% of people that use Bing. You're going to be found by those people doing that search in the exact moment they're looking for someone who does junk hauling. Whether they type in junk hauling, debris removal, whatever they type in, your business will pop up. You'll also have Facebook ads that we can use to target within that 30-mile radius, specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods. If there are places you don't want to be found, we'll make sure that we're not running ads there. If there are places where you think it would be profitable, even if it's outside that 30-mile radius, we're not going to just draw a big circle around you. We're going to target specific places where it's going to be profitable for you to be found, and it's still that flat rate. So let's say someone is not actively searching for your services like they will be on Google and Bing, but if they're on their Facebook page, if they know that they need your services or will need your services in the future, they can see your ad, your website's going to be attached, they click on that, goes to your website, and from there it works the same way as if they found you on Google. They pick up the phone, they call you, instead of you calling somebody who may have already gotten phone calls, may still be expecting more phone calls from other contractors, you're getting calls directly to you from someone who saw your website and then made that choice, that decision, that educated, informed choice to pick up the phone to call you, because at that point, they hope you answer the phone. They hope that you're available to do the job. They want to hire you for your services. So it's very different than paying for leads and chasing those leads down. It's a much higher conversion rate. Now, there are a couple of things that are similar. Like with Angie's and Home Advisor, you're not the only company that will be contacting that potential client. When someone goes on Google, you won't be the only company that they'll see. But instead of having multiple companies calling them, they'll be choosing from more than one company. Your company will be one of their choices. Of course, not everyone will decide to call you. Some people will call your competitors. The ones that call you, though, are, like I said, making that choice. It's actually a good thing. You're not going to get phone calls from people that are calling around looking for the cheapest guy. You're getting calls directly to you from someone who wants to work with you. So whereas something like Angie's or Home Advisor or Thumbtack, it's a lot of work to get work, you know. With this, instead of chasing work is calling you. You know, you can actually pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. I've heard business owners say, you know, the first six leads turned into nothing. So the next lead I took, even though it was farther away and it was just, you know, a small job, you have a tendency to want to try to make your money back, which is why I think they charge you that membership fee in the first place. You're kind of committed to trying to get that money back and paying for leads. With us, like I said, we're putting money into your company, into your success. The time and the resources and all the content that we have to create, that $2.99 in that first month won't cover it. But we know that our clients will keep the service because it's profitable. I think you're going to love it. I know you'll be able to
scale back on your leads, maybe cancel one or more of your lead-based services altogether and just let your phone ring. I mean, we're talking about Mesa, but most of the Valley, that's a lot of people that are going to be needing your services. And especially now with the holidays around the corner, people are going to want to make their home look nice when they've got people coming over. So it's a great time to put your business out there.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. When will be the latest that I can get on and sign up for this and still have all these the kind of like
the reduced rate and everything else? Yeah. So, I mean, the reduced rate is because you're a young company, and I'm also trying to do everything I can because, you know, you're paying good money for maybe not so good leads with those other lead-based services. I can offer that reduced rate for you, but the thing that might not be available is the position itself. What I'm willing to do here is try to talk to my supervisor about putting the position on hold for the end of the day. I mean, I can't keep it on hold indefinitely because we are a Google partner and we only call through the area when positions become available. So it is our job to find a company to work with, but I can put this on a soft hold. Let you kind of take a look at your finances, take a look at what you can do about pausing your leads and things like that, and then budget for the $299. I can reach back out to you before the end of the day.
No, that would be awesome. Cause like I said, I still have my full time job right now, and cause I would need time to kind of go over all my stuff and see which one, like kind of sum up all my my lead generators, well, you know, like all the websites and stuff, and see which one gives me the, you know, like the good profit, and I cancel the other ones, and then I should have a definite answer for you by the end of the day.
So you're working already another job. Is the goal to take Let's Go Junk full-time and leave your other job?
Yeah, so I've been doing other multiple businesses before, and I sold them.
Okay.
But,
got it.
So it's kind of something I do. I started, and then I sell, you know, I get it run and going, and then I sell the business. But, yeah, but,
okay.
I still have my full-time job. I love what I
got
do
it.
For my full-time job.
Got well, that's great. So you get businesses going, and then you hand them off to somebody else. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, if you've got first-page placement, right, when you're selling your company, if it's you know months down the road or more than that, a year down the road or whatever, when you're on that first page, and you can command top dollar for the business, right, because everybody knows that Google's the place you want your company listed. And if you're already there for that potential buyer for the company when you're ready to sell it, that's going to be a huge selling point for them, right? Because they know the big book of business that's going to be right there for them. Now, it does sound like you're going to want to take a look at your finances and kind of prune what's not working for you as far as the lead gen and things like that. It seems like you're going to do that no matter what. But I mean, when we're talking, you know, $299 with the setup fee waived, that's the out the door cost to get the right? Seems like that's actually something that we could do. I would want to do that now versus the end of the day, because one of the things that we will try to do as soon as possible, and hopefully we can actually do that today then, would be what's called a client interview. So one of our technicians is going to want to talk to you a little bit more in depth about, you know, your services, your service area, your hours of operation, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, or slogan, or what's unique about your business. Of course, that helps us to create the content that will have you online and have you being able to get the right types of phone calls, have us being able to target your ideal client. So that's part of the process too, and we can certainly do that at some point today if we can get things started now. I mean, it sounds like it's something you want to do. You just want to figure out who you're going to cut loose or at least trim back. But the $299 is available to get things going, right?
Yeah, no, it's that's true.
Let me do this for you because I want you to know exactly who you're working with. Your success online is going to be, you know, largely determined by who you're working with, right? We are a Google Premier partner. We've been in business since 2004, so that's 19 years, and no one can get you on that first page faster than a Google partner. I'm sending you right now a link to our pricing page. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is the website. The link I sent to you was LocalSplash.com/SEO-packages. So it's the pricing page off of our website. It's a SMS message through the computer, but it works just like a text message. If you can maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Are you able to see that?
Yeah, and then generate more business.
Correct. Yeah.
Get
found online, generate more leads, monitor your reviews. I did mention the tracking system, so you will be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. One of the things I did not mention is that you can actually manage and monitor your reviews right from your tracking system. We do create multiple directories. Again, it's not just Google, Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Facebook Ads. Wherever someone writes a review, it will repopulate on your tracking system. So you can request reviews, you can respond to reviews, you can even have us respond to your reviews for you. We'll do that in a professional fashion, of course, at no additional cost. Now, like I said, we've been around since 2004. December 17th is our official anniversary, so in about 2.5-3 weeks, we will change that 18 to 19. 19 years is a long time for any company to be in business, especially for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the internet. That is a long time. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is a month-to-month service, so obviously we have to earn your business. You have to get your phone ringing and keep it ringing for you to be a satisfied client, but our clients love the service. They keep it because it's profitable. Nobody counsels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense, and I know you'll love the service. If you scroll down about halfway underneath that big graphic, that picture, it says Google Ads Partner. There's a box that says Google Partner, and there's a colorful Google G inside that box. Now, that is not, Jamie, just copy and paste it off the internet. That is our official badge of authenticity. It's provided to us by Google. You can click right on that box, and it does go directly to Google.com. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are Google Partners, and of course, that makes all the difference in the world. When Google makes changes to their map or path algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time so that we can make sure you've always got the right content to stay on that first page. Just below that is where it says SEO packages. We're talking about the platinum package here, but 50% off that $599, the $299 setup fee is waived. If you were going, say, 50, 100 miles, we might be talking about those other packages on the right, but for that 30-mile radius, I think the platinum package is ideal for you. It's budget-friendly. It's cost-effective. It's definitely going to get you the return on your investment. But instead of that $299 setup fee and $599 a month, it's $299 out the door. So you're saving $599. It's almost like getting the entire first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee. It's actually, though, better than that because next month, when you love the service, when you've trimmed some of the lead gen services, it's not going to be $599. It's only going to be exactly $299. Again, that's our new business rate. But as long as you keep the service, even if you become an established company yourself, or if you sell the company, obviously they can still be grandfathered into the same flat rate if they want to keep our services. So it's going to be that exact amount, that $299. It's a lot easier to budget for than a lead gen service. Obviously with Thumbtack and Andrews, it varies week to week. It depends on how many leads you get. It even depends on how much each lead costs. With us, big jobs are small, residential or commercial. It's only ever going to be that exact amount of $299. No taxes, fees, or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come to you, and that is an exact amount. No matter how many jobs you get, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we could definitely schedule that client interview. There's several spots available this afternoon. In fact, I could probably still get you in even at 11 o'clock. Being that it's month to month and it's our job to earn your business 1 month at a time, since we're filling the position now, Jimmy, I'm sure that's something that you want to take advantage of, right? And give us the opportunity to get your phone ringing.
Yeah. No, I love it. Like, it's a good deal, and especially, like you said, it's Google, and I do most of my stuff with Google, and that's how I look at every restaurant and everything.
Yeah. Exactly. Restaurant near me, right? It's going to be the same for your clients. I mean, for most of us, at least for many of the services we need, we don't even know who to call. We don't call our dad to find out who we should call. We certainly don't use the Yellow Pages anymore. But, you know, part of that works the same way. I mean, if you think like 20, 30 years, since anyone really used the Yellow Pages, that's all we had. So that's what we use. And the Yellow Pages indexed alphabetically. So we'd first of all have to flip alphabetically to the service that we needed. Most of the time we would just start calling right from the beginning of the alphabet, which is why there were so many businesses back then that were double A this or triple A that. It put them ahead of their competitors and they got more phone calls. Part of that still works the same way. The guy that we call, the guy that answers the phone, the guy that's available to do the job and has a fair price, well, of course, that's the guy that we hire, but we don't do our search from the Yellow Pages, we do our search from Google. And Google doesn't index by the alphabet, they look for relevant content. They look for the businesses that have the right optimization, the right directory submissions, that kind of, like a website, will talk about the services and the service area. So it's our job to create that content, get you right on that first page, get your phone ringing directly. The best part about it is your service. I mean, You're not like a hair salon or a doggy walker, right? You don't need 15 jobs to break even, especially at that reduced rate. You know, one or two jobs that you weren't going to get otherwise will easily not just offset the cost of that service, but have you be profitable. And since you're not paying for the lead, you're not feeling obligated to take even the small jobs, you can pick and choose the jobs that are going to be best for you. Maybe it is a small job, a job close to home, a job you can get done quickly and move on to that next one. Or maybe it's a bigger job that's going to pay you well for your time.
Yeah, no,
let me ask
you. I agree.
Let me ask you. Yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, the internet's not going away anytime soon, right? In fact, it just gets easier and easier for us to use and more popular. And like I said, I mean, if you're looking at a year down the road or 2 years down the road to build up and sell this company, having it listed on that first page of Google is going to be a great selling point for you. In the meantime, it's going to allow you to provide those services in your free time. Is it just you doing the work, doing the junk removal, or do you have a couple of guys or a crew helping you out?
I have a couple of guys that help me out when I have jobs, but most of the time, like when it's like a small job, this is, you know, I do it myself. Like it gives me something to do anyways.
Yeah, absolutely. And then again, you know, when you're ready to transition to stepping away from the company, you know, if you scale up and hire more guys or just sell it as is, having that steady stream of calls and that placement, that's just going to be benefiting your company. But definitely, you know, that flat rate, even if it's just you, even if you like it, you know, you want to keep it for a while, you know, it's going to get your phone ringing. It's going to allow you to pick and choose the work. And, I mean, I don't ever want to say anything bad about another company because I do know that there are good things and bad things about the lead generation services. And like you said, it's not a bad thing to do in the very beginning for a young company. But I think in the long run, this is going to not only make you more money, I think it's going to save you money. It's going to save you money on advertising. I mean, there are many ways to advertise. The old tried and true ways of advertising, they're still tried, but they're not always true. Like people put out print ads or people spend money on billboards. Most people are too busy driving. They don't pay attention to the billboard. They're not able to take down that phone number, and they don't even care because they know that whatever they need, whenever they need it, they can Google it. They can find it on their smartphone. So you can spend a lot of of money on advertising without getting the return on your investment, I think being listed on Google is the best place to put your business, because that puts you in that exact moment right where you need to be. Someone is in your area and looking for a guy who does what you do, and then with the Facebook ads too, people in your area who need your services as well can find you, pick up the phone, see your website, call you directly. So you're always going to be there in the exact moment that someone needs your services. Very different than, you know, paying for leads. They might just be looking for the cheapest guy, and if you're not that cheapest guy, you might not get the job. They might just be looking for a couple of estimates to try and, you know, budget for something down in the future. It might be a small job, and they're thinking, well, maybe I'll just go to Home Depot and rent a pickup truck and take this to the dump myself. Maybe they're just pricing things and not serious. You get a lot of window shoppers, tire kickers with lead gen services. Like I said, that gets weeded out quite a bit. I mean, you're not going to be immune to it, of course, but when someone is actively going online, when they're looking for what they need, when they're looking at websites, by the time they decide to call you, I mean, that's a serious customer right there, right? So when we get your phone ringing, is this the number you want your customers to call, the 928-985-1218? That's the business number?
Yes.
Perfect. It's a smartphone, right?
It's a smartphone, right?
Yep.
I did just send that text message out to you. One thing I wanted to ask you, the business itself is service-based, right? So you always go out to the customer. There's no physical address to promote for the business, right? There's not a brick-and-mortar showroom, no physical location that people would go?
No, it's just a service-based.
Perfect. Yeah. And Google expects service-based businesses to kind of be run out of the truck, right? Run from the home. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. In fact, they wouldn't want to list a physical street address because they don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Yeah. I mean, I did though see, it's actually an Angie Leads that I was looking at. That profile has the 6151 South Power Road, apartment 1076. So, obviously not a business address. That's your residence, right?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, and certainly Google doesn't want to list that address online. And then what is a good email address either for you or for your business?
Yeah, for right now, for what, so is there, good question on the email, because I'm gonna have a after I get my website, I'm gonna start using the email with everything that
okay.
the domain that goes with the website.
Perfect.
But
gotcha.
So we can update that. Yeah, for what I'm using right now is letsgojunk.
Okay.
gmail.com.
Okay.
So letsgojunk@gmail.com. Yeah, and anytime that that gets updated, we can make those changes. In fact, any changes that need to be included, we can do that. I know in Let's Go Junk, the business name, there is the apostrophe S, but that's not something you can include in an email address. So it's just letsgojunk@gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Perfect. And then that email is really more for our records. You know, it's just for us to reach out to you. We do use phone, text, and email. Usually emails are just for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. Most of the time we'll just call you or send you a quick text message. Jimmy, did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Yeah, phone, text, email.
Any of them? Perfect. There's going to be a little bit of overlap. You know, obviously we call you, we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text. Oh, and then Jimmy, Tara never did get your last name.
Oh, so my full name is, so Simeone, S-I-M-I-O-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
And then my last name is N-A-P-A-A.
N-A-P?
N-A-P?
A-A, double A at the end.
Double A. Okay, gotcha. But you go by Jimmy.
Was that listed somewhere?
No. Maybe that's what Tara heard.
It's listed on your file.
Tara types it in.
No, yeah.
Is that not correct?
So no, people.
Correct?
No, no, no. People just call me Simi. I wonder if you heard it wrong, but it's Simi, S-I-M-I, by just the four letters.
Oh, Simi.
The first four letters.
Oh, Simi.
Yeah.
Yeah, she
must have heard Jimmy,
yeah,
because she typed in Jimmy. And I apologize.
No, I was going off of what she typed in.
I called you Jimmy a couple of times.
Like, it hit me a couple of times. No, I'm not offended at all. It's just, like, funny because I'm like, oh, okay, like, I'll go with Jimmy today.
Yeah, just don't call me late for dinner, right? Okay, call me whatever you want. Just don't call me late for dinner. So, Simi, you go by Simi, S-I-M-I, but Simeone is your full name.
Yeah, my full name.
Gotcha. Perfect. So, Simeone, I've got all the information that I need to schedule your follow-up call with your technician today. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. We schedule, like I said, at the top of the hour. I could get you in at 11 if you're available then. There's also a 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and a 3 o'clock. Which of those would work best for you?
Oh, okay. So what time is that right now for you guys?
Oh, we changed our clocks. We're actually an hour behind you now. I can't get you in at 11. Yeah, I could do 12, though. Yeah, we're on the West Coast. We're in the Pacific. I forgot what the time zone changed a couple weeks ago. We're now an hour behind Arizona.
Yeah, yeah. So, because right now it's 11:30 right here in Arizona.
Yeah, you're right about that. I could do 12 o'clock, 1, 2, or 3 or 4 o'clock. So 1 o'clock, no, we're booked out at 1. I could do 12 o'clock, 2, 3, or 4 o'clock.
2, 3, or 4 o'clock.
So 4 o'clock will be 5 o'clock here, right?
That's going to be your time.
So,
oh, okay. Yeah, let's do 4 o'clock.
4? Okay. So it's going to be scheduled 4 to 5 Arizona time, 3 to 4 Pacific time.
3 to 4 Pacific time.
The 1 hour window, the call though takes about half an hour. And if I am in between phone calls, then I'll be on the beginning part of that call as well. Just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I may be on a call, and I don't know if it's going to be right at the top of the hour or maybe 5 minutes after. If I am in between phone calls or if I am on a call, I should say, then they'll just call you on their own. They'll, of course, take really good care of you. They'll have your file either way. So I've got your client interview scheduled for 4 o'clock Arizona time. And then the other thing that I'm required to do here before we can process any payment, because we are Google partners, Jimmy, we do have to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It does attach to your account. And I keep calling you Jimmy. I have to stop that. It's Simi or Simeone. I was just copying and pasting off of the old information there. So, Simeone, the other thing I need to do here is to do that voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair enough. Thank you.
Okay. Simeone, give me just one second here to get that pulled up. Okay. Simi, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Yes.
I have Let's Go Junk, but did you want it Let's Go Junk, LLC?
What do you, from your experience, well, I mean, the whole, the business, it's Let's Go Junk LLC, but I mean, is that
right? So it is a personal preference, and there is two schools of thought. Some people think the LLC makes it look more professional, and there's no right or wrong answer to that. But my recommendation is always to leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLCs.
Oh, okay, yeah. Then just do that, yeah.
Let's Go Junk? Okay. And then, Simeone, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Yeah, my full name is Simeone Sionihola Napa, and I'm the member manager.
Okay.
So I'm the owner of the business, yeah.
Gotcha.
Right. And your first and last name?
Simeone Napa.
Okay. Mr. Napa, it is, of course, a real pleasure speaking with you. As the owner or as the primary managing member of the LLC, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Perfect, of course. Make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Timmy, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, this next part, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people who need your services, residential and commercial clients, that they are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, even emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Simi, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Of course, it is month to month. We are already aware of the lead gen services. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, and then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Simi, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Perfect, yeah. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. So we'll do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online, since customers never come to you, and you always go out to the customer. We do that audit periodically, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that your information online is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, being that it's a new business rate, that means waiving your setup fee and reducing the cost. Of course, it is a month-to-month service. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 29th of November, in the very reduced total amount of just $299.00. Simi, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. And of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and of course the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 29th of the month and the same exact reduced rate of just $2.99. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. Mr. Napaha, that means, of course, that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. And, of course, Simi, you can pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally by contacting our client support team. All that we request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Simi, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Napaha, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It's going to be on a...
I'm sorry, you said a Visa?
Yeah.
Okay. And the name on that card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
The business name or both? It's both.
Any middle initial or simply first and last name for you?
Simply first and last name for you. So the middle initial is the letter S.
S like Sam, right? Not F like Frank?
Sam, right? Not F like Frank? Yeah, S is in Sam, yeah.
Or Simi. Okay. And then you said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Ready for that number whenever you are, sir. 4246.
Yes, sir.
153.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Okay. 7734.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. 6307.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
And the expiration month and year? 0828.
08 of 2028, and the last three digits on the back of the card.
Three eight six.
So I've got 386, 386 on the back. I've got August or 08 of 2028
for the expiration date.
And then Simi, was the card itself 4246, 3153, 7734, 6307.
6307. Yes, sir.
And is the billing address of that card the 6151 South Power Road?
Yeah.
85212? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
All right, so in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It does come through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
But you said an email will come through, right, with it?
Yes, you'll get it by way of email if you don't want to write anything down. Most of the time I just type stuff into my phone because I can't find a pen when I need it.
Yeah, right.
So you can, by the way, reach a live client support agent. That's going to be Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Arizona time. Of course, in March or whenever we change the clocks again, it'll be 7 to 4 Arizona time because we'll be on the same time. You'll also get, by way of email, the client support email address, and you can email the support team 24/7, of course. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. You'll get all of that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. And there's also going to be a link on the invoice email
You'll get that by text message as well. Now, when you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. We do have that client interview scheduled. You got them already? Okay.
Yeah, I got both of them, yeah.
Yeah, so the Local Splash initial invoice, if you open that up, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. So if you click on the click here, it's going to go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So we went through all of this in the voice verification, and even when we walked you through the pricing page, I don't want to walk you through everything here. Google's going to be our main focus, though. I mean, that's pretty much everyone's main focus. But it is about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google, so we'll mirror the content on Bing as well. That's a lot of people and a lot of phone calls and opportunities. We want you to get those opportunities and phone calls as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo or Yelp. Facebook, all the additional directories, Apple Maps. I don't want to walk you through everything, but we are going to do Facebook ads for you. You've already got the website. Like I said, we would do one if you didn't have one. That'll be done in the next week or two. But that long line that goes all the way across it, below it, it's got your mobile number, and then it says, I agreed to receive SMS messages sent to my phone. Now, SMS messages are just text messages through the computer, so obviously we want to be able to contact you, and text messages is one of the things that you said we could use, so click on that box. The box below it says, I certify that I'm the authorized signer. Of course, we want you to click on that box. The longer box with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears. So if you are copying and pasting, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. If you're typing it in, it is case sensitive, so both of the S's and the N in your last name would be capitalized. There's not a period after the middle initial, though. So once you've got your name exactly as it appears, click the confirm signature box to the right. Now, Simi, that actually does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost, that we've waived your setup fee, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card so we can verify that you are an active business in the local area, and to do the initial MapW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So, for example, like I said, we're going to make sure that the LLC is not part of the branding of the business name. Now, you're going to know that you're successful in submitting that when it takes you to the next screen and asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Yeah, I could not click on the second box. I certified that one was certified my authorized, that I'm the authorized holder.
Really?
Yeah, I can. I already clicked that I agreed to receive send message, but the other box won't get ticked. I don't know why.
Sometimes if you just click on it a couple of times.
Yeah, might work, huh? Oh, I got it.
You got it. Yeah, sometimes the system doesn't read it right away.
Okay. So username, I just create a username, is that me?
No, so once you click on the two boxes, type in your first and last name with the middle initial of S, but no period. The S in your first name and your middle initial, that's capitalized. The N in your last name is capitalized. Nothing else is capitalized. Or you could just copy and paste it.
Oh, yeah, I'm already on the username portion.
Oh, so you're ahead of me. Let me refresh my screen.
Yeah.
So
The reason you're seeing a username and password, the automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system. It also thinks your tracking system is already active, and neither of which is really true at this point. We do have to do your client interview and get the information that we need to create, and that's what we're going to track. So maybe in the next couple of days, once your tracking system is active, that's when you're going to get by text message and email your username and a default password. So you don't have to do that right now. In fact, I think if you tried right now, it would just give you an error message that your page hasn't been created, that your tracking system isn't activated yet. So you don't have to create the username or the password. We'll send you a default password that you can change if you like. Some people never do change it, and that's okay too. It looks like the username has already been generated. In fact, I sent you in that calendar invite for your client interview at 4 your time. It's going to say local splash CIENG, which is client interview in English. And then it actually has your username, your name, and then your phone number. Now you'll see that your username is your phone number, area code included, but just the numbers. No dashes or spaces or parentheses. So of course your username is 928-985-1218. That will always be your username. In any correspondence by email, please include that username and we can forward the